Okay, Chevra, let's continue our discussion of Davar Charif. What we'll discuss today basically is which items are considered Charif and which items are not considered Charif. And like most things in Judaism, the easiest answer is it's a machlokes, and the more complicated answer is it's complicated. And we'll try to understand it as best as we can. In Se'if Beis, the Mechaber tells us, M'chotach bo shumin, betzalim, creation, betamcha, Rama adds tamcha, if you cut basically garlic, onions, leeks, and tamcha is horseradish, ukiyotze bahem midvar macharif, and uperes chamutzim, or some very acidic fruit, or dagim maluchim, so it has the same din as chotach bo tznon. So the Mechaber basically is not blinking an eyelash, and the Mechaber is saying that you should know that garlic and onion and leeks is all considered a davar charif. And as the Shach notes, what should emerge therefore is that according to the Mechaber, it should be also kedei netila. According to the Rama, it should be also lechatchila. It should be also lechatchila bekulo. There's a little bit of a discussion in the Shach regarding dagim meluchim, and it might depend on how salty the fish is, and then we're already entering like this very unclear territory about how salty things are or aren't, and how charif they are or aren't. In the Taz and Ostes, the Taz speaking about peris chamutzim, he quotes that the Isser v'Heter says the peris chamutzim, or tapuchim chamutzim in this case, is not called a davar charif. And Zak the Taz, you can rely on this, behistameich, on the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen, who holds like the Maharam of Wittenberg, that maybe only court shochiltis is considered davar charif. Right? So, since you have these peris chamutzim, these like crab apples or something. Remember in camp you used to like take these and like throw them at kids that you didn't like, right? I'm not the only one, correct? Actually, they were thrown at me, Kayadua. I wasn't the one who threw them at others. I think this is well documented now that my kids used to pick on me because I had a big mouth. But that's a different story. The fact is that crab apples, l'cha'ira, peris chamutzim, the Mechaber is saying, has a din of a davar charif, and the Taz says that you could rely on the Maharai and the Maharam, that's maybe not considered a davar charif. Borscht, however, he's inclined, is a davar charif, no? That's the opinion of the Taz. Now, Lamaisa, what we know is that the Isser v'Heter is Mekel. Comes along the Prima Godin, and the Prima Godin says, let's remember that word Isser v'Heter. And based on this, we have correct pshat in the Shach and Oz Yudzayin. In Oz Yudzayin, they're discussing whether ginger, zangvil, is a davar charif. There's a Gemara in Parakeitz on Mevarachim about Himlosa da Asya Mibe Hindui. That's going to be mutter, no? And this leads to the fact that the ginger, the mirkachas, it's made from ginger, is mutter, kemosha kosov birama. The shaila is, why is it mutter? Why isn't it a davar charif? So for that, we have additional svaras that maybe they're using kelim miyuchadim, maybe they're pulling it out biyad, things like that. But the shachan raises the issue. He says, well, maybe ginger is not a davar charif at all. And he says, he quotes in the middle of the shach, that the Sefer Ape Rav Ravi says that ginger, since it might not be davar charif, you could be mekel ayde klipa. This l'cha'ora is relying on the Rush that we encountered yesterday, who says that davar charif never asers more than kedei klipa. The Prima Godim explains that the pshat is azoy. The reason why we insist that you should take a klipa off on the davar charif, and get the impression on the Prima Godim that he's going to hold like this by all of these questionable davar charifs, right? Ginger, the Shach is now saying, is a questionable davar charif, or it might not be davar charif, but nonetheless you need klipa. Why? Because even if it is davar charif, the Rush says klipa suffices. Right? That's basically the aleph and beis of this discussion. Now, This is only true if it's eino ben yomo, he says. Because if it's ben yomo, it's going to be usher according to both opinions in Se'if Aleph. But by eino ben yomo, when one opinion in Se'if Aleph is that we could be mekel, and then you could rely on the rush that's only going to be usher kedei klipa by a questionable davar charif like a ginger. That's the pashtus in the shach. And I think that remains. The Prima Godim explains it like that. I think that remains. And this remembers the Shach Lishitaso, who's very into Davar Charifs and pseudo Davar Charifs. No? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But the end of the Shach is the point I wanted to make. The Shach writes, then the Shach says, Davka bezangvila yabeshta. But the Isser Beheter says that zangvil, that's dry, for sure is mutter. V'chol davar charif yavesh mutter b'hadocha ayin sham. Right? So the end of the Shach is telling us a gevaldik yesod, which is that a davar charif yavesh does not have the din of davar charif. That would mean, l'cha'ora, that spices are never a davar charif. No? Well, I call spices. I go to Fairway. It's a good supermarket, even though they're bankrupt. You go to Fairway, you buy spices. That's not a davar charif. It's not a davar charif. Why? It's yavesh, no? Anything that's yavesh is not davar charif. That's the pashtus in the shach at the end of Os Yud Zayin. That would be a tremendous kula, but that would also call into question the entire Se'if Gimel. Because Se'if Gimel speaks about spices that I grind in the fleshige grinder, so those spices you can't eat them with chalav, no? Machluk is mechaber amor, we're talking about a grinder that's ben yoma, eno ben yomo, we'll discuss that in a second. But the fact is, spices l'cha'ora are a davar that's yavesh. How come in Se'if Gimel we're saying davar yavesh is going to be a problem of davar charif in the Maducha, but in Se'if Beis, the Shach and Os Yud Zayin says that davar yavesh is not a problem, no? So comes along the Rav Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim Taina is that we misunderstood the Shach. What the Shach and Os Yud Zayin is saying is that according to the Isser Veheter, so dried items are not a davar yavesh, are not a davar charif, right? If you read the Shach carefully, he could be saying that the Isser V'Heter says that yabeshta is mutter, and the Isser V'Heter says kol davar charif yavesh is mutter v'hadocha. And comes along the Prima Godim, and he makes a gezeirah shava Isser V'Heter, Isser V'Heter. Meaning, the Isser V'Heter is the opinion that the Taz quoted in Os Tes that Peiros Chamutzim are not a davar charif. Meaning, the Isser V'Heter has a very high bar for what it means to be charif. And a crab apple is not charif according to the Isser V'Heter. Zot the Prima Godim, the Isser V'Heter L'shitaso holds that dried stuff is not davar charif. But the cholakim on the Isser V'Heter, which is a mechaber in Sif Beis, and a mechaber in Sif Gimel, they're going to say Tavlin is going to be, right, an issue, even though it's Yavish. So the way the Prima Godin learns, effectively, right, La Halacha, a Davar Charif that is Yavish, has the din of a Davar Charif, according to the halacha, as formulated by the shach, as understood by the Prima Godim. Good. Now, Ladina on this question of davar charif yavesh. So the Ba'dei Hashulchan, Sof Sif Katin Nun Beis, wants to be machmir based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel with the Tavlin. Right? But he points out in the Biurim that there might be Biurim on page Shin Lamed Vav, Shin Lamed Zayin, that maybe this is not compelling. One could argue that a maducha is worse than the stam sakin. You see, in order for davar charif to be poel, I need that the food is charif, and I also need duchka de sakina. The more pressure I have, the more likely it is to be effective. No? Is that a svara? I think it's a svara. Whether it's a good svara or a bad svara, I don't know. It is a svara. Right? Now, a maducha, a grinder, by definition, gives me more pressure than just a knife. So one could argue that maybe a davar charif yavesh is ordinarily not considered davar charif, but by a maducha I'm going to be machmir. There is a Dagomei Revava on the Shach Is Yud Zayin, who learns like that. Remember, the Shach says that Davar Charif Yavesh is not a problem, correct? Frek the Dagomei Revava, what about Sif Gimel? So he answers that Maducha is more Chamor than a Sakin. The Aruch HaShulchan also says something along those lines. And that would be accepting la halacha that davar charif yavesh is not called a davar charif. In other words, the shasar of Sof Yud Zayin, Sof Os Yud Zayin, is accepting la halacha against the prima gadim. Good? Bekitzer, two ways to learn the shach. Does the shach accept that davar charif yavesh is not charif? That is a big machlaikis. Reb Fivel Cohen, as we mentioned, wants to be machmir in the Sefer Davar Charif. By the way, if you want to know what it means to have lots of time on your hands, it's a gevaldika sefer, but like every nekuda about the dinim of Davar Charif is right in this book, which is the catchy title of Davar Charif, no? Pretty exciting. So in the Sefer Davar Charif, Perek Beis Ha'orach Chaf Vav. In Perek Beis Ha'orach Chaf Vav, in the Sefer Davar Charif, he actually has a mistake. He quotes it from the Shachos Tes Zayin, Shiv the Shachos Yud Zayin, but the same thing. He quotes at the Mishnah Brura in Orachayim Simin Tuf Mem Zayin Sifkatan Pei, says that Davar Charif Yavesh is Mahlet, Ayodei Duchi the Sakina, which is going to be the way the Prima Gadam aren't. And we're not distinguishing between Maducha and others. Look at the Vilna Gaon here. Look at the Gra. The Gra in the Likud in Os Yud Gimel. Let's see what's going on. The Mechaber tells me in Sif Gimel that if I have Tavlin that are ground in a fleshik grinder, you can't eat those tavlin in chalav, right? And the Mechaber tells me that the grinder is ben yomo. So the shach and os yud tes, tainas, how come you say only when it's ben yomo, lemaisa, even if it's eno ben yomo, it should be a problem, right? Isn't that the shach's question, os yud tes? And the Taz in Os Yud asks the same question. And basically, la halacha, the Shach rejects the Mechaber for this reason. The Shach says it's a Shver Mechaber when he says that the Maducha has a Dafka be Ben Yomo. Comes along the Gra, and he says, I know the pshat. The pshat is that we're talking about tavlin, which is a davar yavesh. And by a davar yavesh, so then maybe we're only going to answer if it's ben yomo. No? Is that what the Gra is saying? Am I only right pshat in the Gra, Mr. Perlich?
Yeah.
Howdy. Hey. So the Gra, I think, is using this yisoid of davar charif yavesh. He's saying, oh, it's a mitigating factor, according to the Mechaber. it weakens it, and consequently, the maducha has to be ben yomo. I didn't see others who pointed this gra out, but l'cha'ira, he's taking a stand also, that he's accepting this yisod of the shach, that he's not saying that the shach is only working within the iser v'heter, which is rejected. He's accepting the yisod of the shach, and it's more along the lines of the Dago Meiravava, who says, "Aye, what's the chiluk between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel?" He says, "Oh, well, that's why in Sif Gimel it has to be Ben Yomo according to the Mechaber." But then for the Ramah, I would not have this, and we'd have to reinterpret the Ramah based on the yisodos that we're trying to learn. Fine. When it comes to the stira and the Mechabers, about why he says in Sif Gimel it has to be Ben Yomo, so you could look at Rebbe Kiva Eger, who has an attempted answer, the Prima Godim, they all have some basic same answer for the Mechaber. Right? And Rebbe Kiva Eger's conclusion is that a Davar that is eino ben yomo. Remember, there are two opinions in the Mechaber and Sif Aleph. Whether a machmir on davar charif by an eino ben yomo when it's clean. Rabbi Kiva Eger's conclusion is that yes, we're machmir that the din of davar charif applies by eino ben yomo, but that's only on those items which are vadai charif, like tznon. In Sif Gimel, when I'm talking about tavron, which is not a vadai davar charif, that's why I'm going to be makol unless it's ben yomo. But the Ramah apparently is going to be machmir that eino ben yomo asers by everything. That's why Rebbe Kiva Eger is learning this discussion Sif Gimel. Correct? So the first discussion we had is related to Davar Charif Yavesh and related to what I would call questionable Davar Charifs, like the Peris Chamutim. The Shach develops in a fancy razzle-dazzle yesod in Oschof with respect to the lemons. Right, it says in Shulchan Aruch that with the lemons, only the first couple of slices are us. And then when you mix all the lemons together, so it's going to be mutter because everything's going to be bottle. No? So you're allowed to basically buy lemon juice in the Goyim. No? Because even if a lemon is a davar charif, which apparently it is, but when it gets mixed up with other stuff, it's not going to be a problem. Now the question comes up, well, if it's a davar charif for real, then each slice should be asar. How come we're going to say it's a batal later on? So the shach develops a yesod. So some suggest that a lemon is not a davar charif, but there's shamnunus on the sakin, and the first two slices of lemon takes off, it cleans off all the shamnunus on the sakin, and that's why it's going to be mutter after the first two slices. That's the first mahalach in the shach. Okay, not bad. But the shach doesn't like that. The shach prefers a yesod that maybe there's certain things on this planet which are called partial davar charifs. They're not complete davar charifs. And maybe by a partial davar charif, it's only going to have the koach, lahaflet, from the sakin with the first two slices. Now, the shach seem to have made this idea up. No? It's an interesting idea. And the shach seems to have made it up. And it's also unclear, how do I know to be magdir some items as a complete davar charif, other items as a partial davar charif, right? This brings us back to the Peiros Chamutzim. All these questions that we have, right? We spoke yesterday about Rabbi Heinemann's pickle, right, in the Lakewood Yeshiva, right? Any question about davar charif, right? Is it real davar charif? Is it not real davar charif? If it's not real davar charif, it could be, by the way, that's still going to be also kedei klipa, like we spoke about, maybe according to that Taz, right, relying on the Rush. But it's not clear how we draw these conclusions. So the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, who's our dear and beloved friend, who we haven't quoted probably in 4 days already or something, it's not having Megillah Sefer withdrawal syndrome, but the Megillah Sefer tying us like this. And I think there's actually a Pashat Hagadara. I'm not sure if it's true, but it's Pashat, right? There are certain things which are so super-duper charif that you never eat them on their own. Apparently, a jalapeno pepper. Would anyone ever take maybe if you tried to get into some college fraternity and someone would dare you, you would take a bite into, we don't have fraternities here in YU, but if you would be in the college and you would be trying to get into fraternity, maybe you'd take a bite on jalapeno as a dare. No? Maybe. But does anyone eat jalapenos on its own? No way. It's too charif, right? Something like that is vadai charif, says the Megillah Sefer. Now, what he's assuming is that the Hagdara of Vaday Charef, when the poskim speak about Kor Chiltus only, doesn't mean only Kor Chiltus, it means anything that's as Charef as that. We saw this far earlier with respect to Charein in the Shach Ois Yud Beis, I think. He said the Charein is more Chamor, is more Charef than Snoin and other stuff. Stuff that you can't eat on its own, that for sure is Charef. Then there are certain things that you theoretically could eat on its own, but you most often don't. No? My grandfather, Olav HaShalom, I remember years ago, we went to Montreal, and we went into the old factory my grandfather worked. He worked, actually, he was a designer of women's lingerie. That was my grandfather's business in Montreal. My father was humiliated his entire childhood. What could we do? So we went into the factory, the closing of the factory that day, and there's one old cousin who my father hadn't seen like in 50 years who had taken possession of the business, and he was selling the business, a cousin Lazar. So Mr. Lazar was talking about my grandfather, and he said that he remembered my grandfather had the weirdest lunch ever. Every day for lunch, he would eat cottage cheese and an onion. That was his lunch. He would eat an onion. You can eat onions straight. Do most people do it? I would say no, right? So those items are questionably charif. Now, obviously, there's some degree of percentage, and we treat an onion, I would say, probably as more of a charif than a lemon. A lemon is probably that same Haggadah also, no? Do people eat lemons on their own? Usually not. Could you? Yeah, you could. If you want to eat a lemon, I know European Jews, they suck on lemons, no? But it could be that the items that are questionably charif, right, are items that occasionally are eaten on their own. Items which are charif, right, but people eat on their own, when it's not so weird, it's pretty normal to eat it on their own, those items are even more questionable. So within the shach and the hagadaras that you have, basically the way the Megillah Sefer is setting it up is that it depends at whether or not you eat the item on its own. Obviously, this is true only if you assume that the categories of Chiltus and Snoin are Lav Davka. If you want to say that's only Chiltus and Snoin that's found in Shas, so you can't say this beer within the Shach. But what the Shach is saying about lemons, I think, is that a lemon theoretically could be on its own, therefore it's somewhat questionably as a Davar Charif. Yeah?
Is there any underlying principle or Hagadara of what, meaning, true that like an onion and a lemon, they're both generally not eaten on their own, but Totally different
flavors, right, correct.
So those are all considered the charif, anything which is not generally eaten?
Apparently, what the Megillah Sefer is that, yes, something that's generally not eaten on its own is considered charif. That would be a pretty broad thing. There's a discussion in Paiskim about, let's say, pineapple. Is pineapple charif? According to this Hagdara, pineapple would not be charif, no? People eat pineapple on its own. Now, it's very unclear. It's very unclear what the Hagdara over here is. Most poskim say the cop-out answer, which is Hakol Lefi Reos Einei Hamora. You get a Shaila, you have to decide. This is Nogeya for what we're discussing in terms of Davar Charif. Yavesh Davar Charif Shenis Bashel in the Pisrei Tshuva Sof Sifkatin Dalet. He quotes in the Panim Eros that any davar charif that you cook loses its charifos. Is that true? The Pisrei Tshuva says, no, I don't think that's true. Right? If I cook an onion, it loses its charifos. But if I cook ginger, it doesn't lose its charifos, no? Remember a few years ago, I was away in Eretz Yisrael. I used to be the Bochein here, and I used to give Bechinas. I was away. So Rabbi Eitan Schnell was my rabbinic intern. So he's on call for all Shailas. So it happens that night my wife is making dinner and she's cooking some ginger in a fleshek frying pan and the kids are screaming, I'm not home, everything is nuts. So she takes a milchiga spatula and she sticks it into the ginger that was cooking. So what's the din? And the din is it's a problem, no? The ginger is a davar harf even though it's being cooked. Right? L'cha'ira, right? You can't rely on this day of the Panami Eros that cooked ginger is not a davar harf. L'cha'ira, it's just not true. So Rabbi Shnal like felt very uncomfortable. Like he, it would be any other person from town. He'd like, okay, whatever, you know, it's my wife. It was like a very like weird sort of thing. Yeah, okay, he got it right. I mean, that's the psak, that's the halacha. He's good, by the way. We don't have to ask any questions about Rabbi Yitan Shnal. He's talking very, very good. So these are some of the dinim about davar charef. Again, the poskim basically say that davar charef that's cooked can lose its charifus. The Aruch HaShulchan Tain is even if it's not cooked, even if it just seeps, even if it's just soaking in the liquid, it could lose its charifus also. Sometimes you could soak an onion. It's no inenu haro'os, that a cooked onion is sweet, correct? The onion in your chicken soup, is it charif? No, it's sweet. How long an onion has to cook to become sweet is a very difficult shayla. It's a shayla that comes up all the time, and you have to make some sort of hashara. Right? At how long it was cooking, whether possibly is no longer a davar charef. Remember that onions are not 1,000,000% clearly a davar charef, right? So if you have other snifim lahakel and maybe it became sweet already, right? The shach in ice yud beis, I think, sounds like if you have three sfeikis, you can be makel. So if I have an onion that's a suffix davar charef, and maybe it's cooking and it's no longer davar charef, and it's a clean item, so I have the opinion in Shulchan Aruch that davar charef is only when it's a clean eino ben yomo item, right? So maybe you could rely on that in these situations when it was cooking for a certain amount of suffix, right? I think that would be a valid halacha, but that's true by onions, not by ginger. Again, hakolafi reos eine hamura. The Sefer Davar Charef points out that he thinks the Aruch HaShulchan is correct, that it's not a din in cooking per se, because olives. The Gemara says in Erevin that Umri Yonah Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiyu Mizonosai Merurin Kezayis Biyadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Remember that? The Gemara in Erevin said, I think one of the Rishonim just looking a minute ago, one of the poskim on the page quoted this Gemara in Erevin, that Yiyu Mizonosai Merurin Kezayis. You see that a Zayis is charef, it's bitter, no? But a zayis can also become sweeter, no? When you soak a zayis for a while, it's no longer charif necessarily. Again, it could be it's only charif because I'm soaking it in vinegar, and the vinegar has charifus. You have to figure it out. It's not abundantly clear. These are very hard shailas with respect to davar charif. Now, I should point out that my assumption within the shach that davar charef b'miksas is aser is a din is me ikar hadin. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkat and Samach Gimel, he quotes that there are some who assume that davar charef b'miksas is not aser at all, and it's just a minhug to treat it a little bit like davar charef. Very hard to be magdir these things is really very, very hard. What about davar charef lehaflet? Is davar charef a din only to be boileya, or is it even lahaflet? Right, the classical case of davar charef is I cut my let's say onion with a sakin, so the onion becomes fleshig, right? Does the davar charef then have the ability lahaflet into other stuff? Let's say I put that onion, I mix it up with other foods. It's nice and tam. The sharp onion is nice and tam into something else, or. So, does that something else also become fleshig? Is it maflet? Yes, sir.
Don't you need
duchen zekina? Don't you need duchen zekina? Or bishel. One of the two. Okay, so maybe an onion isn't a great example because it becomes sweet in the process, a ginger. Right? You cook it. So, does it give. So, if you look at the Badei HaShulchan Sifkat in Hay, he quotes a machlokas haposkim on this nakuda. whether Davar Charif has the ability lahaflit into other things. He quotes that the Prima Godim is Machmir, and in the Hagos of Reb Kiva Eger on the Prima Godim, he says that you could be Mekel because this is going to be called a Nat Bar Nat. Even though we're Machmir and Davar Charif by Nat Bar Nat, that's only Nat Bar Nat into the Davar Charif, but Nat Bar Nat from the Davar Charif into something else we're going to be Mekel on. That's what Reb Kiva Eger says. The biggest issue that comes up with this, with respect to this, is azoy. Let's say I cut a onion with a fleishik knife, and then I put it in my food processor to grind up. Does my food processor now become fleishik? Right, that's l'chayr the same kasha, but there's a wrinkle different, right? Because that's a case of a nat barnat lahaflit from a davar charif, but it's lahaflit, it's a nat barnat ayde beis kalim. Right? Even those who are machmir are nat barnat ayde bishol, but by beis kalim we're mekel generally. So hasvaro might be that we could be mekel on this question. Lahalocha, this is a machlokas between the Mugen Avram and the Evan Ha'ozer. It's quoted, the Evan Ha'ozer over here on the bottom of the page, my Shulchan Aruch quotes it. And he argues on Mugen Avram in Hilchos Pesach. The Mugen Avram assumes that Davar Charif can make a Maducha Fleishik. If I cut an onion with a Fleishik knife and I put it in my Pariv Mixmaster, it becomes Fleishik, no? That's what Mugen Avram says. The Evan Ha'ozer says, no, it doesn't work like that. The Badi Ashulchan Sif Katan Nunvav quotes the opinions over here. And Reb Feivel writes that Le'es Hatzorech you can be Mekel on this question. Because it's not so pasha that we're Machmer and Nach Barnat at all by Davar Charif. Right? A cool on the Badi Ashulchan, it's worth $1 million, no? So cool on the Badi Hashulchan that you can be Mekel on Nat Bar Nat in two kalim by a Davar Charif, right? That the grinder doesn't become Fleishik, it can be Mekel on this Le'es HaTzorech. How, right? If that's the case, how come the Maducha is Fleishik? Sif Gimel speaks about, I ground up my stuff in the Maducha. That's Fleishik. How did the Maducha get Fleishik? Usually you don't grind hot meat in the Maducha, no? Hot meat you don't need to grind. How did the Maducha become Fleishik? Probably became Fleishik I did Davar Charif. How'd that happen? I thought we said Davar Charif, right? So Elamai, you have to say something along the lines of the Dogomer Vara that we had before, which is that Maducha has more Duchka and therefore has more ability to become Fleishik, right? You have to, or else like the whole universe collapses if you don't say some sort of svar like this.
Even though
it's Ayidei Tukim, apparently Maducha has so much Duchka. I mean, how else does it become Fleishik, no? It's a Maducha Besaris. It's not so pashat. Not so pashat to figure out these, not so pashat. I had a, just looking ahead at Sion to something in the Sefer Davar Charif, but
food processor would be the same,
then,
no? As the Maducha?
What?
Food processor would be the
same. Achora, yeah. But what wouldn't be the same is Azoi. There are two ways of analyzing the following Shaila. Let's say I cut an onion with a fleishik knife on top of my milchiga cutting board. What happens? Don't think the Shaila doesn't come up. You get the Shaila probably once a week. I cut an onion, fleishik, a knife, milchik cutting board. What happens? And now assuming my fleishik knife is really fleishik and my milchik cutting board is really milchik. Fine. What happens? So there's a big machlokas haposkim. It's quoted here in the Badei, I think in Sif Katin Nun Beis. I don't remember where he quotes it. The Badei Ashulchan quotes that the Yad Yehuda, I think, is machmir on this, and the other Achrayim are mekel. I have to find where he quotes this din. Sifkat and Zion. Right, it's Sifkat and Zion in the Badi Ashokhan, as I was looking too late. And Sivkatin Zayin, he quotes, Imchatach Tznon Besakin Shabbos Agabe Kli Chalavi. So there are some who assume that the Tznon doesn't become Osir. Some assume that the Tznon does become Osir. The Shaila over there is whether the Duchka is being Poel on the plate. Does the Duchka only operate on the onion? Does it operate on the plate also? I saw in the Maharsham, and the Maharsham says it might depend on the type of plate that you're using. Your wife will probably scream at you if you cut an onion on top of a china plate, because it might chip the plate, right? So if you're cutting on a good plate, Mistum, you're being careful that the Duchka is not being Poel on the plate. But if you're cutting on a cutting board, whack, whack, hack messer, right? You're banging away all day, right? So, okay, that's certainly a svara. Reb Feivel wants to be machmir on this question. He wants to be machmir on this question, and he's mesupik about maybe if it's a plate that's made of cheres, which you couldn't kasher, could you rely on the other opinion not to chafe up the plate? That's what M. Feivel says. So one way of looking at that shayla is whether the Dover Charif has the ability to impact on the plate. Alternatively, that shayla is very similar to the shayla that we were discussing. Is Dover Charif only absorbing into the Dover Charif or also going from the Charif into something else? Right? L'chayr, if I want to kasher the knife, I have to assume that the Dover Charif has the ability of taking the bliya into something else. Has the ability not only lahavliya but also lahaflet. So if I'm assuming they have to kasher the knife, that means I'm assuming against the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Remember, Rebbe Kiva Eger argued on the Frima Gadim, who said that Dover Charif has the ability lahaflet. Kiva Eger says, no, it doesn't. But if I'm going to have to kasher the knife, I'm assuming it has to be maflet even into a keli. That, I think, is... So I'm not sure exactly why Rebbe Feivel is machmir, they have to kasher the knife. If you hold that Dover Charif can't be maflet, why do I have to kasher the knife? That I don't understand. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, have a good day, and we should daven mincha.